out and about in Western agriculture. It's important not to overlook qualities other than drought tolerance when choosing rootstock. At the 2014 Sustainable Ag Expo last month, UC Davis researcher Kevin Fort told growers not to overlook pest resistance when choosing rootstock.
You know, if you're about to plant or if you've torn out a vineyard and you're getting ready to replant, then you say to yourself, you know, the water situation in California is terrible like it is right now. And so therefore, I'm going to take a drought resistant rootstock and I'm going to plant that. Well, you could really be shooting yourself in the foot if you disregard other issues. And pest issues are a big deal. Nematodes are a very big deal. So all of the things that I work on, which specifically look at drought resistance, almost are meaningless if you have, for instance, a nematode-infested soil. If you were to put a drought-resistant rootstock in that wasn't also resistant to nematodes, you're just going to get a stunted root system. And it's, you know, any gardener knows, you know, if you don't have good roots, the plant's not going to grow well. So you have to look at the big picture. You know, what was on the soil before I planted or before I'm about to plant? You know, what's the history of that site? You know, if there were tomatoes growing there and there's a good chance that there